The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holman, the kick is no good! It is wide right! And the Steelers are the champions of the North!
I mean, how can you put into words just the thin line between if they make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on?
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
So if Mike Tomlin's aunt had male parts, one thing is for certain. John Harbaugh would be employed today. Doesn't mean he wouldn't get fired if the Ravens lost a playoff game. But John Harbaugh would have his job today. The question is, if Mike Tomlin's aunt had male parts, would Mike Tomlin have a job today? If Tyler Loop missed or made the field goal, I should say, duh. Is Mike Tomlin still the Steelers coach? 412-928-9370. I think the answer is yes. More to the point, if the answer were no, I don't think it would have been a Steelers decision. 412-928-9370. Would the Steelers have had the male parts to part from Mike Tomlin should Tyler Loop have made the kick? 412-928-9370. So that's question one. I don't think they'd have fired him. There's a meme going around on the interwebs right now. It's a very funny meme where in between the field goal posts, it says Tomlin fired. And then to the left and right, it says Harbaugh fired, implying that if the kick had been good, Tomlin would have been canned. I don't see it. I think that maybe there's a slim chance that Tomlin would have walked away to go into TV. There's a ton of national media members that were throwing that around the last couple of days. But I don't think in a million years the Steelers would have said, you're out, Tomlin. See ya. Just no chance. So that's question one. Do you think the Steelers would have had the stones to get rid of Tomlin if they failed to make the playoffs? But here's the other point. The national media, and this is anecdotal, but I consume a lot of this. It's my job, after all. The national media seems to be behind the Ravens moving on from Harbaugh. But if it were Tomlin, I don't think it would be unanimous. The only person that I've seen come out and be like, yo, this is a terrible decision by the Baltimoreans is Tony Dungy. And you know how coaches in that fraternity, especially guys who were long tenured and had success, they stick up for each other. Like Rex Ryan routinely has stood up for Mike Tomlin on ESPN's coverage. Like that tends to happen, I think. Like Jason Garrett would probably say the same thing. I can't believe they fired Harbaugh. But I've watched a ton of national shows and consumed a lot of the media the last few days, and it seems like more often than not, the vast majority of these people support the Ravens' decision to move on from Harbaugh. And all I want is if the Steelers should ever, my God, decide to move on from Tomlin, that the national media feels the same way. Because if you are okay with the Ravens moving on, how in the world could you look yourself in the mirror and think that you're intellectually honest if you'd have the opposite take if Mike Tomlin was shown the door? John Harbaugh routinely has been outcoached by Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin gets the better of him more often than not in these matchups. But on the whole, I think John Harbaugh's got a more impressive resume. Harbaugh's been the lesser regular season coach, but he's been the more superior playoff coach. Harbaugh's won a playoff game in half of his seasons, 9 of 18. Mike Tomlin has won a playoff game in just 4 of his 18 seasons. Wrap your head around that. Both guys, I think, shoo-ins, frankly, for the Hall of Fame. But in half the seasons that Ravens fans go to games and throw their jerseys on, they're like, okay, we're probably going to win a playoff game. Half the time. Not even a quarter of the time do we Steelers fans get the pleasure of watching at least one measly playoff victory. That is staggering. And yet, that guy got shown the door. This is from Ryan Scarpino, former Steelers public relations guy, one of the funniest men on planet Earth. I happen to respect this guy a great deal. He tweeted out, Mike Tomlin will become the 14th coach to appear in 20 playoff games. So only 14 coaches have done that. That is a feather in Mike Tomlin's cap. I will not say Mike Tomlin's a bad regular season coach. He isn't. He's never had a losing season. That matters in the regular season, obviously. He's a great regular season coach. To appear in 20 playoff games is something to boast about, brag about, perhaps beat your chest and blow kisses about. But the highest win percentage among the coaches who have appeared in 20 playoff games is Joe Gibbs at 708, which was shocking to me. Not that I didn't know Gibbs had success, but because I thought it would be Belichick. Belichick at 705, Knoll at 667, Reed at 622, Cowart 571, Landry 556, Reeves 550, Harbaugh at 542, Mike Tomlin all the way down at 421. Mike Tomlin doesn't even win 50% of his playoff games. And Mike Tomlin, should he lose to the Houston Texans, and we don't know what's going to happen, clearly, will have a winning percentage of 400. He'll have won 40% of his playoff games. All I'm asking is that because the national media has seemingly backed the Ravens' decision to move on from Harbaugh, the next time that First Take or the stupid show with the crusty old guy on Fox Sports, Skip Bayless, or Nick Wright's show, or NFL Live, or Countdown, or whatever, Good Morning Football, the next time they have the should the Steelers move on from Mike Tomlin conversation, I hope that they are intellectually honest and remember how they've all talked about the Harbaugh decision. Because, yes, regular season success clearly has to matter. You can't have postseason success without regular season success. But postseason success should be weighted more heavily. And Harbaugh, even though he has floundered with a two-time MVP, not able to win multiple playoff games in any given season with that guy, he has still had unquestionably more playoff success than Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl with a franchise quarterback who has won multiple Super Bowls and will one day be in the Hall of Fame. John Harbaugh won with Joe Flacco, who has zero chance of being a Hall of Fame quarterback one day. He's got a winning record in the postseason. Tomlin does not. And I hope when the Steelers ultimately lose a playoff game in this run, because I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl, folks, and the conversation turns to, should the Steelers, like the Ravens, move on from Harbaugh? I hope that the conversations can be consistent, because I don't see how you can be pro-Harbaugh firing and anti-Tomlin firing. What would the argument be to the contrary? What would the argument be from a national talking head to say, oh, Tomlin deserves to keep his job, but boy, the Ravens did the right thing with Harbs. Seriously, what's the argument? 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers would have had the stones to get rid of Tomlin should the field goal have been made by Tyler Loop? And are you picking up what I'm putting down? I mean, for God's sakes, Bill Belichick was shown the door in New England, and everyone seemingly seems to believe that that was fine. In retrospect, it looks pretty good because that guy's a kook now, but at the time, you fired the second winningest coach in the history of the sport and the best playoff coach in the history of the sport. John Harbaugh was there for 18 years, won playoff games in half of the years, has a winning postseason record, won a Super Bowl, he's gone. But somehow I'm supposed to think that Tomlin's different? The hell out of here. Your call's coming up next at 412-928-9370. Open phones until 8 a.m. today. Yesterday, a lot of great audience participation. It's a playoff week after all. Love to talk to you about this coming up next. And the Ravens did something the Steelers wouldn't have done in more ways than one. I'll explain.
Third and four. Steelers bring four. Highsmith is there. Jackson got away. Now reloads and throws to Flowers downfield. He's got it for a touchdown! They had Jackson. Two Steelers. He escaped and finds Flowers. And the Ravens take the lead.
Lamar Jackson with a play that we'd have played on repeat in our minds the entire offseason and probably forever. And I asked what the difference would be in the discussion for the national media between a Tomlin firing and a Harbaugh firing. And I think part of it, the nuance, is that the Ravens are choosing their franchise quarterback over John Harbaugh. I don't think that the Steelers would do the same thing. I think the Steelers, as an organization, believe that the coach is more important than the quarterback. And I don't subscribe to that. Does anybody think that that's the case? I think a franchise quarterback is the most important thing in North American professional sports. Now, college football's different. You only get your quarterback for most 4 years. In the NFL, there's nothing more important than a franchise quarterback. Look at the difference in Bill Belichick with and without Tom Brady. Tom Brady, meanwhile, goes to Tampa, wins a Super Bowl. Andy Reid, same coach in Philly as he was in Kansas City, wins championships with Patrick Mahomes. Best he could do in Philadelphia was lose a Super Bowl. The franchise quarterback is the most important thing in North American professional sports. I don't know that the Steelers view it the same way. Now, this might not be fair, but I'll bring it up because I think it supports my argument. There are reports out there that when the Steelers found out about Roethlisberger and what was alleged to have happened and his suspension in 2010, that there was almost a deal in place to send Ben to the 49ers in exchange for Alex Smith. Ben, at that point, had won two Super Bowls. And yeah, there was a lot that happened, allegedly, to be fair, off the field. But the Steelers had at least considered dumping their two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback and continued to ride with a coach who had won just one of those two Super Bowls. I think the Steelers are stuck in the Stone Ages, and I think they actually value the coach more than the quarterback. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Let's go to Pat in the car. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Great, pal.
You're absolutely right. I'll just touch on that. They're never getting rid of Tomlin. We're stuck with them. But can we discuss this disgusting and filthy betrayal that you're suffering?
What do you mean?
Your brother-in-law.
Oh, my bro-in-law. I know, man.
Attacked for the Steelers. This is Pittsburgh. He's behaving like a Ravens fan.
Pat,
he owes you to take you to that game.
The funny thing is, my brother-in-law's name is Pat, and I thought that you were him whenever I saw your name pop up on the call screener here. If they lose to Houston, maybe Tomlin gets a free pass, because I think we all got to blame my bro-in-law.
Absolutely. Oh, Tomlin's set. Your brother-in-law has, if he goes through with this, it's the kind of darkness that sits on a team, and I don't think they could survive it. I don't.
Pat, do you agree with me that if Tomlin were to be fired, not that we think he would be, but if he were to be fired, the national media would have a different discussion about him than they did with Harbaugh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It drives me nuts.
They've driven themselves too far into the corner. Now, Tomlin had a great early career, and it's very weird. We don't see careers fall off like this over time. with a quote-unquote Hall of Famer. And it's just very odd, but no, they have a misconception about Mike, for sure.
412-928-9370. Thank you, Pat. Be good.
Take care, sir.
Yeah, if the Steelers lose, it's my brother-in-law's fault. 100% his fault. Not Tomlin's fault. People blowing up the text line, and you can too. Text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. People saying the difference between Tomlin and Lamar is that, Tomlin and Harbaugh, is that Harbaugh has now underachieved with Lamar. Meanwhile, Tomlin's losing playoff games with guys like Russell Wilson, who is a shell of himself, Mason Rudolph, and he's had Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett these last 5 years. Fair enough, but the order really shouldn't matter here. Like, I was chastising Harbaugh on Friday, calling him a massive underachiever because he's never won more than one playoff game in a postseason with Lamar. And he should be chastised, and ultimately that's what cost him his job. That being said, the order shouldn't matter. Mike Tomlin chronically underachieved with the Killer Bees. I think you make an argument that the Steelers had the best roster in football for a couple of years there. And they never got past the AFC Championship game, and they weren't competitive in that AFC Championship game. It's not that different. Big Ben's won two championships. Big Ben's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he bears some of the responsibility too, as does Lamar, but to never even appear in a Super Bowl with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and that offensive line, that's underachieving just as much, if not more, than Harbaugh not winning more than one playoff game with Lamar Jackson. 412-928-9370. That's the number to call. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This is all coming from a guy, by the way, that said Tomlin had an A in the regular season this year. He won the division. They won a de facto playoff game in the final game of the regular season. I think he did a really good job this regular season. I think Mike Tomlin has been a very good regular season head coach. But he has statistically achieved less in the postseason than did Harbaugh, winning a playoff game in only four of his 18 seasons. Meanwhile, Harbaugh won a playoff game in nine of his 18 seasons. Tomlin's got a winning percentage of 421 in the playoffs. Meanwhile, Harbaugh is top 10 of all time with a 542 winning percentage of coaches who have coached in at least 20 playoff games. And yet, I think the national media would treat the Steelers differently if they got rid of Mike Tomlin. Maybe my hypothesis is incorrect, but you can tell me at 412-928-9370. Open phones. We'll take a ton of calls on this. You're stacking the phone lines right now. We'll talk it out. Coming up next, I'm also going to miss John Harbaugh, and I'll tell you why.
Whew, man. It's another one in the history of this series, man. It's an honor to be a part of this rivalry with that group. Got a lot of respect for him, man. Obviously, it was a 60-minute football game. But I'm just happy for those guys in that locker room.
And a chapter closed. Mike Tomlin, we all expect, will continue on as Steelers head coach until he decides he wants to step away and go into TV or go coach someplace else. John Harbaugh is out. Coming up in about 13 minutes, I'm going to tell you who the Ravens are considering replacing Harbaugh with. I think it would be a staggering decision. Positively or negatively, well, you'll have to wait for 13 minutes. 412-928-9370, the number. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm sad to see Harbaugh go. The reason I picked the Steelers to win on Sunday night is because while Tomlin has come up small in the biggest moments for years, so has Harbaugh, and Harbaugh more often than not comes up small against the Steelers. John Harbaugh, future Hall of Fame coach, 15-21 against the Steelers in the regular season, 2-2 in postseason play, beat them the last two times they played in the playoffs. But Mike Tomlin has routinely outcoached John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh has routinely made the stupid mistake. That's why I thought the Steelers would win. I had a line, I had a video, went viral on social media last week, no big deal. I said, guys, we're all doubting Tomlin. The Ravens got to Tomlin too. And they're Tomlin out, Tomlin our Tomlin, our Tomlin won. Is that a good thing? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rob in the car. Hi, Rob.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, buddy?
This is getting crazy, man. I don't know how much time you're going to give me, but how is the topic always fire Tomlin? You just won 10 games and a division.
Hold on.
Hold on.
It's a topic, obviously, because there are tons of parallels between the Steelers and Ravens organizations in the way that they view things, in that continuity for these organizations is king, and it's a hypothetical. I just said Tomlin deserves an A for his regular season, but the end goal of this year at bare minimum, Rob, is to win a playoff game, isn't it? And if he doesn't, isn't that a failure?
Okay, absolutely, but they won the game, and they're going to the play. They're in the playoffs.
Sure, and I'm thrilled about it, Rob. And if they win a playoff game, Mike Tomlin can get an extension, my book, because that's the one knock I've had against him. But we don't know what's going to happen, and they're a 3.5-point underdog.
Hear me out, man, real quick. I don't know how much time you give me, but hold on for 1 second. He's doing this with scraps, man.
Yeah, but he builds the roster, Rob.
Listen, man, hold on. Listen, hear me out. Hold on. These guys got $50 million quarterbacks. They have never won nothing. Nothing, Adam.
You're
nothing,
not
Herbert.
You're not wrong, Rob. You're not wrong at all.
Lawrence, all these guys, man.
And like I've said, Mike Tomlin is a very good, if not better than that, regular season coach. But Ben Roethlisberger is going to the Hall of Fame, and would you not agree that he was underachieving with Tomlin at the tail end of his career?
Yes, but you just went back 5, 6, 7 years. We're talking about the now, man. The now. These guys got $50 million quarterbacks, and they're haven't won nothing. Like,
sure.
I got people on here on the radio station talking about, oh, we're just down 21-0. Do they boo Tomlin? Like, come on, man. This is getting crazy. Every time I get in the car, it's fire Tomlin, fire Tomlin.
Well, then,
fire Tomlin.
Rob, and I always appreciate when you call in our conversations, and I understand where you're coming from, but you obviously haven't listened the last 2 days. The last 2 days have been purely positive. And in fact, Rob, the rest of the show is going to be purely positive. But if you can't localize this topic, you're not a very good radio host. The Ravens are the Steelers. The Steelers are the Ravens. Finkel is Einhorn. They just fired the second longest tenured coach in the NFL. I think it's a talking point. Thank you, Rob.
Adam.
Yes?
Real quick, man. Like, you got to understand, man. I know y'all got a job to do, man. I know y'all got a job to do. So if McDermott doesn't win this week with Buffalo,
I'd fire his ass.
To be fired,
I'd fire
right?
his ass. Rob, I've said that before. Absolutely.
Okay, we keep putting Harbaugh on the pedestal. He got Justin Herbert, and they can't win nothing. But y'all keep saying these guys are better than Tomlin.
It's
Give me one of those guys, and I bet he make a run.
It's his second year with Herbert, but I do agree with McDermott. Thank you for the call, Rob. We gave Rob 3 minutes, and it was a good call. And I like Rob. He calls all the time. And I understand his frustration. This is a playoff week after all. But you can't help but wonder if the field goal had gone through the uprights, if the shoe could be on the other foot. I don't think it would have been. And I think now Mike Tomlin is safe. But just because I think Mike Tomlin had a wonderful regular season, and he did, does not mean the job is finished. It's not. And I'm not going to move the goalposts now that I'm starting to feel pretty good about the team. I'm not. Like, the bare minimum goal this year is win a playoff game. You still got to do that. Still unfinished business. Dave in Trafford. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Crowley. How we doing?
I'm doing great, Dave.
Good. Hey, you know, so this is my biggest takeaway from sweeping them regular season AFC North. I get a feeling of back in the day when the Steelers were the big brother and the Ravens were the little brother. And I think it's going to be this way for quite a while yet. And I'm looking forward to even the next 5-10 years in the AFC North.
Well,
what are your thoughts?
Dave, I'll tell you in 7 minutes the name that the Ravens are reportedly circling around to be their next head coach. And if this guy gets hired by Baltimore, I think you are exactly right, Dave. So we'll get to that coming up at about 6:50. You can give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Let's go to Paul in Greensburg. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, there, guys. How you doing?
Oh, I'm peachy, Paul. How are you?
Super. I just, the only thing I want to add is Tomlin's going nowhere. What this team needs to do at this point is get rid of all the other coaches, minus maybe Danny on the special teams, and put real coaches in there, real assistants.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen, Paul, if the Steelers, let's say, get blown out in a playoff game. And thank you for the call. We got to run to a break. Like, I think Raheem Morris will be the Steelers' defensive coordinator next year. I talked about that last week. Doran was tweeting it out as well. Tomlin and Raheem Morris are very close. Jalen Ramsey said Raheem Morris before this year was the best defensive coach he's ever worked with. I think there's an obvious match made in heaven there. And the Steelers will look, not even for a scapegoat, but I think Terrell Austin will deserve to go at that point. Tomlin's not going to go anywhere. I will also say this. I have more faith in Tomlin winning a playoff game this year than I have in a good long while. And we'll get more into that coming up at 7 o'clock. Perhaps Rob will be happy that the conversation's going in that direction. 412-928-9370. Wait until you hear the name for the Ravens' next coach, potentially. You will be flabbergasted, I think. Also, your calls, top of the hour, midweek, Steelers, Texans, vibe check. Diana Russini is reporting that there is an offensive-minded head coach that might be the future coach of one Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Texter writes in, if we guess who it is, do we get a prize? Yes, you get to continue to listen to this award-winning, Marconi-winning radio station. That coach is Cliff Kingsbury. I said it's a bad thing for the Steelers that Harbs is gone because Tomlin has really, especially in recent years, save the playoff game, kind of owned his ass. It would be a great thing if they hire Cliff Kingsbury. Are you kidding me? Cliff Kingsbury. If the Steelers fired Arthur Smith tomorrow and made Cliff Kingsbury their offensive coordinator, I think they'd be better for it. And I'm an Arthur Smith fan. But just because you're a great coordinator does not mean you're a great head coach. See LeBeau, Dick. Cliff Kingsbury, as a head coach in college, was 35-40, and he was 11-14 with Patrick flipping Mahomes. Mahomes, whom in those seasons had 4,600 yards and 36 touchdowns 1 year, 5,000 passing yards and 41 touchdowns another year. 11-14. With one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, who was outstanding in college. 35-40 overall. What'd he do in the NFL? Cliff Kingsbury, 38-37-1 in Arizona. No playoff wins, one playoff loss. So, Cliff Kingsbury, overall as a head coach, 77 losses and 63 wins. And one tie. That guy's not head coach material. How many times did he start a season well in Arizona and crater down the stretch? Oh, it happened all the time. So if the Ravens want to hire Cliff Kingsbury, by all means, we should throw a parade in Pittsburgh because your biggest rival just got knocked down a peg. Hope they're not listening. Bashotti, if you're listening, forget everything I just said. And turn it off now because I tell you who they should hire. Kevin Stefanski. Two-time coach of the year, good offensive mind, I think a great game planner from an offensive standpoint, has hired good defensive coaches a couple of times,
of late. Yes, they haven't won a lot of games. I put that on ownership. I put that on their idiot GM. I don't think that he ever wanted Stefanski to get rid of Baker Mayfield. And he, unlike Harbaugh, has given Tomlin, with terrible rosters, everything he can handle. Well, the Steelers lost 6 of their last 7 games in Cleveland. The Steelers have had the roster advantage in just about every one of those games, if not all of them. Were I the Ravens, I would hire Stefanski yesterday. 412-928-9370. We'll keep taking your calls until 8 o'clock. That's when Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider, joins us. Coming up next, I want a midweek vibe check. How are you feeling about this playoff game? Like, emotionally, the last couple of days, I think a lot of people have been riding high. Hey, Steelers will beat Houston. It's a great matchup. Are you still feeling the same way now that you've had a second to breathe? Do you think the Steelers will finally win a playoff game? Do you think Mike Tomlin will get off the schneid? He talked about his playoff drought yesterday, so we'll hear from him. We'll take your calls. 2 big-time stats enter this game, by the way. Only one can leave alive. Tell you what those are. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.